सोच विचार के साथ मेरा नाम नदीम उल हक है
और मेरा नाम अंजुम अल्ताफ है।
वेलकम टू सोच विचार।
इन आवर लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड पाकिस्तान्स इकोनॉमिक नैरेटिव एंड आई हैड मेड अ केस व्हाई वी आर प्रीऑक्यूपाइड विद ऑस्टेरिटी, व्हाई डोनर थिंकिंग दैट हैज बीन ट्रांसफर्ड टू अस थ्रू कंसल्टेंसी प्रोजेक्ट्स, we have put a growth on a secondary priority list, and we think that the most important priority is dealing with stabilization, especially with taxation and debt issues. That we seem to think that all of economic management is just managing to collect more taxes, no matter how we do it, because we do it very badly. Because we tax everything in sight, distorting relative prices, distorting the trade tariff situation, and therefore we have killed our investment. On the other hand, we seem to be preoccupied with debt management, which is not to say that Pakistan's debt is not a problem, but like in all other countries, we have many problems. So today, let us take up this issue again. The reason I'm taking up this issue is because in Islamabad, there was recently a conference that was held, a conference on debt, where all the luminaries got together and discussed the deteriorating debt situation in the country and came up with the usual prescriptions that we should increase taxation, that the government should stop spending, and that the fiscal situation is getting out of hand. This is the third such conference. Now, granted, Pakistan has a fiscal problem. Granted, Pakistan's government is poorly run and therefore cannot manage its finances. But is the prescription what these guys are saying? Is the prescription to go into austerity mode? Is the prescription to crunch our economy through excessive taxation and through excessive expenditure reduction? As I pointed out, our expenditures are cut to the bone. Railways does not have money to manage their systems. Engines are lying in the workshop without maintenance. Police does not have the money after paying salaries to be able to get the equipment to do their police work with. They lack bullets, they lack guns, they lack cars, vehicles, etc. And the situation goes on endlessly through departments. Every department we hear the same story. Electricity companies say they have no money to manage the lines, therefore we have line losses. This is what austerity does. On the other hand, we have taxation coming through our noses. The internet is taxed, school fees are taxed, baby's milk is taxed. Mobile phones are taxed not once but twice or thrice. Electricity is taxed. The tax system is crazy. There needs to be a serious tax reform. Now, these people who got together to discuss the debt situation, yes, they lamented endlessly that the debt situation is bad, that the government is borrowing a lot, and the government has borrowed to debt GDP ratio, which has almost climbed up to about 70%, even though the parliamentary limit, the law prescribed that the parliamentary limit should be 60%. But we all know the parliament doesn't function in this country, so they don't even notice what's happening. Be that as it may, yes, the debt situation is a problem. Yes, the fiscal situation is a problem. But the solution, unfortunately, that these guys pick is wrong. The only solution out of the debt and the fiscal situation is greater growth. To crunch the economy through arbitrary fiscal cuts and arbitrary taxation destroys growth. That's the least desirable situation, and we should all wake up to that fact. The only solution is to get growth going. We fix our debt and fiscal situation through growth. Now you may wonder, is that a reasonable solution? Is that doable? Or am I just fantasizing? My friends, let me tell you, it is very doable. And that is what we talked about in the framework of economic growth. Please go and read that document. It's still available on the net. The point is very simple. Growth can happen even while you're trying to address your fiscal situation. If you give reform priority, you will get both growth and fiscal reform. Because the reform that is necessary for growth intersects very closely with fiscal reform. For example, if we want growth, we need to get our fiscal house in order. How? We need to make sure that our expenditures are audited and well conducted. What do I mean by that? We need a solid expenditure review to make sure that our expenditures are properly used and not wasted on salaries, rest houses, perks and plots. Because right now, that is a problem. Every government administrator has 5 or 6 cars at government expenses, 4 or 5 houses at government expenses. Those do not come free. They come at a cost. At the same time, when we tax everything arbitrarily, it does mean that our relative price situation is all messed up. It also means that our investor is always worried about the changing tax situation and a complicated tax situation. Therefore, that investor does not invest. Would you invest in a country where taxes change every 3 months, where the finance minister can tax whatever he likes without even consultation or without research? No, I would not. I don't think anybody would. That's unfair. So let's face it. Unless we fix these two things, there will be no growth. But those two things will not be fixed unless we get the government working. Right now, the government is not working. We all know that. All areas of government, judiciary, police, you know, the civil service, the magistracy, the patwari, all of them are not working, and we know that. Why are they not working? Because we put everybody into a strange situation through this system run by DMGs and the civil service, where everybody is reporting to 5 or 6 guys in the country. And those guys manage all the budgets and all the finances, and they can do whatever they like, and nobody seems to check them. That situation has to end. This is why we called for a civil service reform, which means a wide-ranging reform where every agency, from the judiciary to the army to the government, everybody is affected, because you break the unified pay codes and you bring in a new pay scale system which does not rely on perks and plots, which tries to make an efficient government. At the same time, we find avenues for investment, which is why we talked about cities and better markets and, you know, more entrepreneurship, etc. And there are ways to get those going. So if we have enough structural reform, we can have growth going up by 3-4 percentage points while also fixing the tax and the fiscal situation, because there will be no growth unless we simplify our tax system to a simple tax system based on 2 or 3 taxes, like the value added tax and the income tax, and, you know, very reasonable rates, and focusing on collecting those rather than worrying about taxing everything under the sun. If we have a simplified tax policy, we'll collect more revenues. And I point out, Ikram-ul Haq has already shown that, and you should look at Ikram-ul Haq's work, and some students should build on that. The second thing that's very important is if we can fix our government expenditures so that instead of focusing on rest houses, plots and perks, we focus on public service delivery. We are not focusing on public service delivery right now. We are focusing on the rajas who run the departments. That is clearly wrong. If we fix those two things, we'll get growth. Then if we fix our cities and our markets such that they're inviting investment, we'll get growth. Now what I wonder is, every few days we see a conference on growth and taxation. We've got these NGOs that are arguing for taxation and debt. Every few days we see a conference on debt, taxation, on stabilization. NGOs are asking for more taxes. When was the last time I saw a conference on growth and reform? I think that was the only when I was there in the Planning Commission. After that, before that even, we seldom discuss growth and reform. That is not on the donor agenda, but that is not on our thinker's agenda too. Where is growth and reform, I ask you? I ask students as well. How many papers have we done on growth and reform? Unfortunately, there are very few. And I challenge all students, do not start thinking on growth and reform, because ultimately that is where we have to go if we are to progress economically. This situation of projects and debt and arbitrary taxation is driving the economy to death. If you want to change it, start talking growth and reform. Stop talking taxation and debt. That is austerity. On the other side lies growth and reform, which, when the economy grows, automatically debt and fiscal situation comes under control. This is the path that the US, Europe, etc. are adopting. Why can't we adopt that? Think about it.
सोच विचार के साथ मेरा नाम नदीम उल हक है
और मेरा नाम अंजुम अल्ताफ है।